Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Deer and wild turkeys, if you're listening, take cover. Bow and arrow season and hunting season is underway. Gas prices are up, and Mark Auerbach is hot on the arts beat. It's Monday, October 17 in Western Mass. Mostly cloudy showers today, high around 59. The winds are 5 to 10. Rain at 40%. Tonight, cloudy, showers low near 46. Winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 60%. The ultraviolet index at 2. The humidity is 77%. Well, deer season, where archery is concerned, is today through November 26 in zones 1 through 9. I'm not going to go through what the zones are. You have to check that online for yourself, I guess. This is to hunt white-tailed deer in Mass, and hunters have to have the appropriate license, permit, stamps through the Mass fish hunt. The season is specifically archery only. Hunters are not allowed to use the following while hunting: rifles and handguns, electronic calls, dogs, decoys, baiting an area to attract deer to a specific location where hunters are attempting to take them. Areas baited up to 10 days before the season opening are considered prohibited. It is unlawful to leave wounded or dead game animals in the field, intentionally or knowingly. Hunters must retrieve and use all game unless the animal is unfit for consumption. Wild turkey season. Not the stuff you get at the packy, but the real thing is today through November 26 in zones 1 through 9. Now, to hunt wild turkeys in Massachusetts, you have to have the appropriate license and permits. Mass residents must have a hunting license, a turkey permit, and safety stickers. Non-residents have to have a big game license, a turkey permit, and safety stickers. Hunters are limited to one turkey of either sex during the fall season. Hunters can use shotguns, muzzle-loading shotguns, and archery equipment from today, the 17th, to October 29. Now, from October 31 to November 26, archery is only permitted. And it is illegal to hunt with the following: electronic calls, dogs, bait, drive/herd turkeys, live decoys. It is unlawful to leave wounded or dead game animals in the field intentionally or knowingly. Hunters must retrieve and use all game unless the animal is unfit for consumption. Sounds familiar. In both deer and turkey hunting seasons, hunting is not allowed on Sundays. In Springfield, gas prices have increased some 4 cents a gallon to an average of $3.49. The cheapest station in Springfield was priced at $3.24 a gallon, and the most expensive station $4.19 per gallon. The highest price in the state Sunday was $4.99. That's a difference of $1.84. How does this compare with the surrounding areas? In Worcester, it's $3.52 a gallon. That's up 1.9 cents from last week. Connecticut, $3.44, up 6.0 cents per gallon from last week. Hartford, $3.42, up 5.4 cents from last week. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno will join with Congressman Richard Neal and PVA Administrator Sandra Sheehan for a special Federal Transit Authority grant announcement. Congressman Neal, chair of the House Committee on Ways and Means, was able to secure the $54 million federal grant from the FTA Low/No Emission Grant Program and the Bus/Bus Facilities funding. Good news for the PVTA. And when we're talking about the mayor of Springfield also commended the decision by the Springfield Retirement Board to increase retirees' base pay and will sponsor an order for the City Council to consider which should increase Springfield retirees' maximum base amount by $1,000. So it goes from $13,000 to $14,000. This is on top of the regular 3% cost of living adjustment increase. And Mark Auerbach joins us right now at the front of this week with his Arts Beat Report. Mark?
Great news for musical theater lovers. Goodspeed Musicals has announced its 2023 season, which includes such popular backstage musicals, Gypsy and Dreamgirls. Gypsy, with music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and book by Arthur Lawrence, tells the story of Gypsy Rose Lee and her sister June, who are pushed through vaudeville by their powerhouse of a mom. Jen Thompson will direct that production. Dream Girls, with book and lyrics by Tom Yeun and music by Henry Krieger, tells the story of a girl group stepping to the top of the Billboard charts. A stage musical version of the classic movie Summerstock and a new musical, The 12, are also on tap. For details, goodspeed.org. And there's music everywhere this week in the Pioneer Valley. Sensational Beginnings. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra opens its season with conductor Joanne Folletta on the podium and cellist Joshua Roman performing Elgar's Cello Concerto. The program also includes Kodaly's Dances at Galanta and Dvorak's Symphony No. 7. The SSO season will feature guest conductors and include 6 classical and 2 pops concerts. The musicians have agreed to play and talk, and this is the SSO's first season since the pandemic. For details, SpringfieldSymphony.org. The Holyoke Symphony launches its new season October 23rd at Holyoke Community College. Maestro David Kidwell conducts a program called Skål, a Scandinavian celebration, which features music by Nielsen, Sibelius, Berwald, plus Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite No. 1. For details on Holyoke Civic Symphony, HolyokeCivicSymphony.org. The UMass Amherst Symphony Orchestra opens its new season October 19th at the UMass Fine Arts Center. Monhiko Nakahara conducts, and the program includes Amy Beach's Symphony in E Minor and James Lee III's American. As the concert's featured soloist, faculty cello professor Edward Arone will perform Robert Schumann's Cello Concerto in A Minor. For details, fineartcenter.com. And the United States Marine Band, the President's Own, directed by Colonel Jason Fatig, will return to the UMass Fine Arts Center October 22nd as part of their current Northeast tour. The performance, co-sponsored by UMass Amherst Department of Music and the Fine Arts Center, is free, but tickets are required. For details, fineartcenter.com. On stage, look for Selected Shorts, returning to Northampton's Academy of Music Theater on October 22nd, with an evening of short stories performed by Sonia Manzano, who was Maria on Sesame Street, Mike Doyle from Law and Order SVU, and Becca Blackwell. A creation of Symphony Space, Selected Shorts often airs on public radio after their live performances. For details, aomtheater.com. The Taming, Lauren Gunderson's tale of Miss Catherine Chelsea Hartford of Georgia, who vows to be the next Miss America, plays Silverthorne Theater through October 29th at the Hawks and Reed Performing Arts Center in Greenfield. Mary Corinne Miller directs. For details, silverthorntheater.org. The 3rd Annual Hartford Fringe Festival returns to Hartford October 20th through the 30th at the Carriage House Theater, 360 Farmington Avenue in Hartford, with a 10-day event consisting of 38 performances of 23 unique productions. Performances range from 30 minutes to 75 minutes in duration and vary from family-friendly to pieces with extreme mature content. For details, HartfordFringeFestival.org. Up Spoke Death. Storyteller Mary Jo Maciek's Tales from the Underworld spooks audiences October 24th at the Foundry in West Stockbridge. The nationally known musician and storyteller tours nationally with tales, urban legend, and song. For details, thefoundryws.com. And Alfredo Rodriguez and Pedrito Martinez, leading lights in the Afro-Cuban jazz world and two of the most electrifying musicians touring today, perform in concert October 20th at Bowker Auditorium on the UMass Amherst campus. This is courtesy of the Fine Arts Center. The collaborative album, Duologue, produced by the legendary Quincy Jones, established the pair as a leading force in the jazz world. For details on them, fineartcenter.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And thank you for being with us for our program today. We'll be back again tomorrow, Tuesday, with a fresh program up online during the day and night and available to you on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.